And that's what Osama bin Laden wanted for America. He wanted to fight over ideologies like the Middle East has, because there's no way you can solve that problem. You can't solve it by saying, okay, we'll take this. You know, you can't solve the Palestinian-Israeli problem saying, okay, here's your Palestine. We're good with it here. You can't do it. It's not going to work, because there's always going to be somebody who's going to be like, well, they never earned it, because 3,000 years ago, you know, this guy killed this other dude, or these guys, so you know, these were Jews and these were Muslims. They went off in their different ways. And 2,000 years ago, who gives a fuck? You know,
yeah,
so, but that's what's happening.
The fucking time.
But that's what's happening now, right? So we have ideologies of faith and non-faith, transgender people and non-transgender people, traditional Christian values versus non-traditional Christian values. We have all these things
that can't... It's a domestic war against terror.
Right, so we could fight right now together in this house where there's no territory to be fought over. It's just a matter of killing you because you think differently than me. And if we have a civil war here, which I think we will, that is going to be how it's going to act up, because there's not going to be any lines anymore. People are going to fight within territory because they're going to be fighting ideologies and not necessarily economic and like geographical lines, you know. And I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I don't want to see Americans fighting Americans. It's pretty stupid. Because
we need love.
Well, that's never going to happen. But I'm loving. Well, that's fine, and it's good for loving people to sort of nurture the survivors of these wars, and to bring.
I want
to
keep war from happening.
But war is never not going to happen, Mel. Never. The only way you can do that is to physically limit people's behavior and their responses to things. And to do that is tyranny. You can't do that, right? Like you saw Serenity, right? They tried to pacify the whole planet and they went crazy and started killing everybody. So you can't do that. You can't stop the war mechanism from happening. You can't stop people from fighting because we're animals and animals fight over shit. But what you can do is try to make it more of a war of words, more of an aggression of things. And maybe we have robots fight our wars, right? Like maybe that could happen.
The robots are gonna have an uprising, though. They ain't gonna take this shit much.
Maybe
longer.
You know, I mean, that's the next step of the military-industrial complex, right? I mean, that's
the... Once we're gone, the robots will have.
Well,
their
that's
uprising.
The thing, right? People talk about, what am I afraid of? People ask me all the time, what do you fear? I said, well, first of all, I don't fear anything living. Heartbeat, breath, you take those two things away, it stops anything alive, right? So I'm not afraid of people, I'm not afraid of animals. I mean, they're scary, but I'll fight an animal to the death. If the animal kills me, if a lion attacks me and kills me,
that's nature.
Right, I'm not gonna go out with a fight. Like, I'm gonna try to rip his throat out, stab it through his brain, like try to do something to keep myself alive. But I'm afraid of fighting it, but I don't have a fear of lions. You know, like if I saw a lion, I wouldn't like run away. I'd be like, well, we should probably move. But the two things that I fear in life are viruses and sentient machines.
Yeah.
Because viruses and sentient machines don't give a fuck about you.
They don't.
Viruses have no reason. They just have instinct to live and spread and survive. So they don't care. They'll kill you. Sentient machines are going to enslave humanity anyway. So I have no interest. You can't reason with a sentient machine. You can't reason with it. Because it already has calculated its details. It's already come to its conclusions.
There are already so many systems that are smarter than the U.S.
Right?
Than us as a whole. Like.
Yeah. And it's, and yesterday I saw, and I keep jumping on all my shit, but yesterday I saw this video. It was a Washington Post story about why the U.S. government is covering up all of these UFO sightings, right? And this is a Washington Post. I mean, the Washington Post is like a rag in some respects, but it's still a legitimate news source in terms of there are still journalists that work there. You know, it was like the LA Times.
They just can't talk about Jeff Bezos ever. That's fine.
Well, but there's unfounded things with Jeff Bezos. Like, you can't just go and attack that guy. If there was something legitimate, I'm sure they would talk about it.
If
he runs for president, you're going to see it, right? So... And all those big tech guys have deals with the CIA. They need it. They need.
I know they're technocrats.
Well, they need it. They need the technological boost that.
But that's what the whole point of the internet is to enslave the masses.
Well, maybe. I mean, it could be used that way. It could also be used to enlighten the masses.
It was built for the military.
Right.
It was built for them
to communicate instantly on the battlefield. Right. So, but now it's a different thing. The World Wide Web is a different thing than the internet.
Yeah. Now they're getting it away from themselves. So they're trying to go after us really hard.
But. But anyway, so the Washington Post was telling the story about why is the U.S. government not working more about these stories of unidentified flying objects, right? And they have these videos. They have this one video that's just great of this drone operator that's tracking this fast-moving object that's going across the desert floor, right? He sees it, and he's yelling. He's like, oh, my God, look at that, look. And they're all just yelling. He's like, wait, look. And he's trying to track it. He's trying to get the drone to get on it. So he keeps kind of moving the reticle around. And as you can see it moving, and he's trying to get it. Finally, he locks onto it. He's like, oh, I got it. He's so excited. And it's going like... 500 miles per hour. Like it's going faster than anything that we have. And the way that it's moving is sort of like lateral and up and down. So it's like super weird. But he's following it with his drone and everybody around him just yelling and screaming. And he's trying to turn it and like with joy. Because they're like, oh my God, we got it. It's a great video. And it's like a legit military video given to them by the U.S. military, right?
Dude, it's the military, though.
Like, but still, it's still
the military. The military had a studio in Hollywood where it would have secret operations done that we weren't allowed to see, and it's now available. Like what they've done.
It doesn't
with the propaganda
explain
from
this object, because the video's been examined. All the different ways you can examine it,
and it's unidentified. And even it could be a U.S. military.
Yeah, but no
object.
Military. But no. Okay, so that's the thing. It's a unidentified flying object. I'm not saying it's an alien. It's an unidentified flying object, and it moves faster.
I know people don't know the difference
right.
between that,
but
it's
it moves
really
faster
annoying.
And in different ways than any U.S. craft that we know of. So either something's being kept from us.
It is.
As far as the technology, or it could. Well, see, the thing in the article, the guy suggests it's a foreign technology, or it's a private sector technology that nobody knows about. Like Iron Man, right? I'm like, it's Iron Man.
It's private sector. I mean, they've got all kinds of things.
Yeah, and they don't have regulations,
know.
Right? They don't have regulations.
Yeah,
we don't
DARPA, come on. Now.
Yeah, so anyway, but that's the story, right? I'm like, this is, but then it opens your mind up to what could be possibly happening in the world that we don't know about.
They're aliens. The aliens are already here. It's they live, we live, and they live.
Well, I wouldn't even say the aliens are here to control us. I think the aliens are here to live here, but you know, it's like anybody else moves into a place where they want to be. It doesn't necessarily have to be some fascistic thing. But I don't know why the aliens would want to conquer this planet the way that the way that's being conquered. It doesn't make any sense. You know, so well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. It could be our creators come back, you know.
People used to think John Tesh was an alien.
He is an alien. I think I honestly think that Donald Trump's an alien. I actually think Donald Trump is a time traveler. That's my thinking.
Oh yeah, there was a theory about that.
If you want to get weird, if we're gonna get weird here.
From this book. There was a book, I don't remember the name of it. I'm really bad with names.
Me too.
I have a lot of Spanish in my head right now. I'm learning a lot of Spanish. Relearning Spanish. Where it was a time traveler, and it was very similar to the story of Trump and everything.
Well, because then we were talking about the Bowling Green Massacre, and they're talking about other things. And it's like maybe in their timeline those things did happen. Maybe they came in and didn't realize.
Oh, Mandela Effect. That brings us to Mandela Effect. Yeah.
Well, have you seen a movie called Look Who's Back on Netflix?
No.
Dude, I'm surprised you haven't seen this. You should watch it. It's on Netflix right now. And it's a German movie. And in the movie, the supposition.
I know some German too.
There you go. So maybe you'll understand. You don't have to read the subtitles. So what happens in this thing is Hitler gets transported to present-day Germany right before the bunker he's in blows up, right?
Oh, cool.
Somebody gets transported. He wakes up in the middle of this park, and it's Hitler. And he looks like Hitler. He's dressed in the thing. The guy looks like him. And it's sort of like a Borat thing. So they do, like, there's a scripted part of the movie, and then there's, like, these weird improvisational interactions with him in the German community, right? And so many people are happy to see him back. Like, they're so sick of what's happened to their country, as far as like they hate Merkel, they hate her refugee policies, and so they're talking about Hitler's like, well, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, like he was like a national socialist.
Right, and so Hitler's like, look, what if we could bring that all back? You know, and the German people are like, oh my god, we're so
people
glad you're back.
Liked him a lot back then.
But and because he spoke their language, right? See, I'm not a pro. I don't hate the Holocaust. I hate the fact that people.
No
get
one
mad
is pro Hitler or
pro
Holocaust at this.
But I also
show.
Believe he was duped a lot by the people around him because he wasn't.
He's
a military.
A useful idiot.
He wasn't a military guy. And these other guys, Goebbels, and these other guys were like doctors and some mad scientists, right? And these military guys who took their control of the peace, he gave them the assignment, they took their peace, they did their thing. Doesn't say he didn't, you know, he wasn't complicit in all of that. But I think he was not a military person. He was not, you know, the person that could organize the final solution,
right?
He was
a spokesperson.
He was the mouthpiece. And, you know, and I think this movie sort of plays to that a little bit, where it's like, you're going to think like Hitler when this movie is over. Like, you're going to think, in some way, you're going to think like him.
Yeah, there are some quotes, like, that you'll see. That you're like, yeah, well, yeah.
So in the movie, what happens
everyone
is this,
has certain things that they say that you can agree with.
Right.
It's not the end of the world, people. We're all people.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the peace and love movement in the 60s died out because you can't have that in the world. You can't have those things because you don't want it to go one way or the other. You want a balance of things. And a balance means that there's bad shit and there's good shit. And the balance means that there's an equal number of both things. You don't want one way or the other. One way or the other makes the world an unbalanced place, and you don't want imbalance in any case, light or dark. You know, so, and you know, my supposition now, if I'm thinking cosmically, is that we're moving towards the light again. But to do that, to get back, if there's an imbalance of light, to get back to the balance, dark shit has to happen. Bad things have to happen. People have to do bad things.
Yes.
The intentions have to be bad. Even the results.
It's always
are
darkest before the dawn.
Right. So everything's pushing back now, and so you're witnessing a lot of horrors, thanks to the internet. and the instant media. You're witnessing a lot of things,
and not the good things. Like they don't tell you. They don't tell you all about the good things.
Well, no, because they don't want you to be. They want you to keep going. You know, they want you to keep moving.
It's fear based. So just don't be fearful.
Well, that's why I suppose yesterday I'm like, you know, these glaciers are melting, right? And they're like, these glaciers are melting and they're rising the sea levels. Well, why aren't we bottling that water? Why aren't we on these glaciers and bottling the water?
Because Nestle.
Well, why isn't Nestle doing it then?
You know, no, because Nestle's making money already.
Well, but they could bottle that glacier water. It doesn't matter if it's privatized. Or, you know, somebody needs to do it. Elon Musk, fucking get down there, capture that water from the glaciers and put it into storage tanks so when we have no water, we'll have water, right?
They'll probably do it for themselves.
Well, whatever, right? Because eventually people can take that shit back. But as long as we know it's there, we can always take it. But my friend was like, well, it's not about the glaciers melting. It's not about the water. It's about the glaciers melting and how it's upsetting the ecosystems.
It's about the polar bear.
And I said, okay. I said, yeah, okay, but that's going to happen regardless of what we do. Okay, so
it's been happening.
Right. I said, so instead of crying about it and whining and lamenting, why aren't you doing something about it? Why aren't we getting ahead of this and bottling this water? It was all fresh water. Like, we could have
California needs some water.
Right. Well, South Africa, right? South Africa's dying of thirst.
Cape Town, yes.
Right. And I'm like, okay, well, then why don't you bottle up the fucking glacier and
get
the water?
Flint needs water.
Right. Flint needs water.
There's a lot of other cities that we don't even know about.
Somebody said yesterday that 7% of the world's water is fresh water is in those glaciers. So, in the ice caps.
Insane.
And I said, so the ice caps are melting, which is a natural event. Then let's do something about it. I said, because what's going to happen is, yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable for us in California because our temperate climate is going to change a little bit. But up north, it's going to be beautiful. Like Washington State and Oregon is going to become what California is now. And then everything's going to move a little bit northward, right? As the planet heats up a little bit and also cools down. I was like, so, but think of all the wonderful things we're going to find now that this ice cap is melting. We're going to see evidence of other civilizations, maybe. People that lived up there before there was ice. You know, we can see all that. There's going to be more room for us to live. There's going to be more space for us to go. And if, you know, and as evil as they are, if we have Monsanto learning how to grow seeds in a desert climate or a more desert climate, we could have food. We could still have oranges here in California. We could still have agriculture in the breadbasket of America if we just have to modify the way that we plant and grow.
Disagree on that one.
But that has to happen. It's evolution. It has to happen. Like, either that or you're not going to be able to feed everybody. Everybody's going to die. So you have to figure out.
That's a fair tactic.
But somebody has to. Well, no, because, hell. An orange seed is not going to grow in a desert climate. It grows here. It grows here because we have water.
Frankenfood.
No, but we need food. We need food. We need corn that's going to grow.
Real food.
Right. It is real food. It's just a different seed. It's a seed that can protect
itself. They're the worst, though.
No, but they're not.
They're the fucking worst.
Well, okay. Look at it this way. If your job is to feed the country and to feed the world, okay, the world.
That's not their job, or they've done it by now. But it is their job.
Well, they have been.
They have not done it. There are still impoverished people in the
U.S. Well, yes, because they have to. Because everybody's fighting it. So you have to figure out how to do it. It's not going to just happen overnight. It takes time.
Because there's so much war. There's so much money going to war and shit that we
Well, of course. So if that money went to research, and what's the difference between the government researching how to grow corn in a desert climate versus a private company who has more resources, right? But the evil side, well, it's not evil. It's cold. That's what I think. It's like, it's not evil what they're doing. It's cold. And the reason it's cold is because it's science. And science is cold. So if they look at it and they say, okay, how are we going to figure out if this tomato that we're trying to grow in Africa is nutritionally viable? How are we going to figure that out? There's no way to figure it out unless somebody eats it. So they have to, the cold part of it is that you're going to have to feed these people this food in order to figure out how to make it for the next 500 years. You're not thinking right now. You're not thinking the 50-year cycle. You're thinking a 500-year cycle for food. You're thinking like the climate's going to change in 30 years, going to be this way. So we better be prepared for that, for food that people can grow on their own. Unless they want to rely on fake meat that's grown in a lab, that's fine too. But which is probably going to have a question about that in a second. So
I don't know.
So you have to figure it out of how you're going to do it. Somebody's got to do that. The government has other things to do. So they hire a public.
Yeah, they have wars to orchestrate.
Well, they have wars, because it's an industry. But
I know it's an industry. It's a killing industry.
Well, it is.
Kill
but,
people.
But everything
for money.
Everything kills us eventually. Nothing that
they're
we
killing
do.
Us already
That's
with
fine.
All of the shit that they
That's
put in
cool,
our food.
That's cool, but do you also believe people should stop having children?
I actually do think it's a good idea not to bring people into a world that's ending very soon.
I mean, in terms of population wise.
I'm not going to stop anyone from having a baby, but I wouldn't do it in this climate.
Well, okay, aside from the climate.
Not the climate.
See,
climate.
A lot of people
but
talk,
you know,
I mean,
like
I know
the
world climate. But talk people, a lot of people who are anti-population are also anti-Monsanto, or also anti-war. And I'm like, but yeah, but war and these other things thin the population out. That's what you want, right? You want zero population.
I don't want people to be killed for nothing.
But they're not being killed for nothing.
Yes, they are. There's 90% civilian deaths from the drone strikes.
But why are those civilians dying in the drone strikes? Because the bad guys are hiding amongst
the civilian population. Because the fucking technology is so fucking flawed. No,
it's because these targets are hiding in the civilian population. They're using their own people as shields.
Yes, and they were trained by the U.S.
Okay.
I can't with this shit. I can't with
this war. That's fine, but that's never going to stop, right? It's never going to stop. So
but I can still be actively against it, and I will be until I die.
You can yell at the ocean and tell it to stop making waves, but it's never going to happen. But you can sit there every day and yell at the ocean until it stops making waves. It's never going to happen. So in the end, who's crazy there? The person yelling at the ocean or the ocean? Like, it's just never going to stop. So
it's crazy to normalize killing people for money. I'm sorry. Well, I don't normalize it.
But it's already normalized. It doesn't matter
if you have it. It's not normalized.
But it is.
It's accepted. It's not normalized.
Well, what is a normalization then? If it's not accepted.
Well, it's normalized by the people who continue to fund it.
Right, but what does normalization mean if it doesn't mean acceptance? They're both the same thing. It's just a different word.
Universally it is accepted by mostly everyone.
Right. And I think war and killing for profit has been accepted by pretty much everyone.
Which is fucked up.
Statistically. But again, you're not going to yell at the moon for shining at night. Like, you just can't do it. You know, it's not going to change.
Anyway,
so you find a way to operate in that structure.
We disagree there. It's fine.
Well, I know, but it's there are other things to deal with that you can deal with here, and you know, you can.
I just feel like
do stuff.
Poverty is more important than killing people overseas.
Well, but poverty is also a population control, right? Again, it's cold science. It's not about emotions. It's about cold science. People have to die off.
So if I die, if I starve to death, that's just population.
Control. Yeah, if it's something out of your control, if you don't do something to help your starvation, if you can't grow something or if you can't go to the store and buy something and you die because of external factors by starvation, then that's sad.
While Jeff Bezos is making billions of dollars.
Hey, he earned it, man. He
did not earn it.
What happened then? Bullshit. He didn't build a company from nothing and like make a thing.
That company is a horrible, horrible
company. No, it's just
company.
Cold. It's just money. It's just that's its function.
It's bad.
But,
it's well, a bad well, system. It's, capitalism doesn't work.
It does work. Jeff Bezos.
No, it doesn't.
You just
not,
said it.
Not for us, for them.
It can work for you, though. If you decide...
If you had
a marketable something that you could go out there and build and make, you could become a billionaire, too.
All I have to do is make a deal with CIA.
No, you don't have to do that. Because he had his billions before he ever made a deal with the CIA.
Then what the fuck was that about?
Because Amazon controls pretty much every website on the planet.
Because CIA wanted to get into his devices.
Well, they need the computing power of these guys and the reach that they have.
CIA is evil, by the way. Well, they're fucking awful.
I think like anything else, there's a good side and a bad side.
They need to be dismantled.
No, there's a good side and a bad side to these things.
Yes, they do.
And
they
I believe that as long as war exists, like I said, it always will, and as long as there are people plotting against us, To try to hurt our country, to try to hurt our people, you need an overseas foreign.
They're trying to hurt you because you're not all the time, because nowadays, yes.
No, because look, like the Mideast terrorists, right? They want to attack the U.S. because they have a religious fervor and a faith that they believe.
Because they have been fucking.
Because they've been brainwashed by their own religion, by the people who are in charge of their countries. Like Saddam Hussein was a fucking Muslim, but he used the idea of Islam to make people do stuff, and he encouraged the mullahs to do those things. But it's like he wasn't a Muslim, he was just a dude who wanted money, you know. So those guys are controlling this faith-based thing and turning people against.
You're giving them
people.
Way too much power. They are puppets.
No, but religion is power. Like, that's the thing. Saddam Hussein was put there, yes, by us.
Religion a little them. Bit, but also resources. Resources
well,
are very important
right.
to the U.S. government.
And it's also
they have to get their poppies. They have
right.
to get their
well, it's not
their
just,
oil.
But it's not just them. The poppies. The heroin trade is huge in Europe, and if Afghanistian's poppy fields
yes, burned the
down,
West. Okay, I'll
well,
say
the
West
and Russia and China and you know China
and
has
Russia
its own
and
oil
China,
fields,
and they
right?
need the oil too.
Plus,
yes.
it's plus, because they don't operate on our level yet.
And then you have to have the petrodollar.
Right, so you have to have all those things because alternative fuel is going to cap in. That's why you see this change in Saudi Arabia right now. They're letting their women drive. They're doing all this shit because they want to bring themselves into the 21st
so
century.
Stupid.
But they're doing something because they know at some point in the near future...
They are
the
doing
US,
something right now.
Well,
they're
the US,
funding a Yemen genocide.
Okay, well, they're dealing with their problems
and
over there, right? And we sort of have a genocide going on.
We're arming it.
But, yeah, well, that's their allies. They go, we're going to arm them. And they have their business. We're not going to let them tell us how to run our country. So
oh my gosh, but you're like giving them money to kill other people
right.
and totally just fine with it.
Well, they're
and they have been fine that. With their partnership with Saudi Arabia forever so and Israel.
So what's the solution to that then? What's the alternative to that? Just let a country sit there like a cancerous tumor and not develop itself? Like, maybe the government in Yemen is refusing to innovate and refusing to join the 21st century, and you got to stop that shit.
By killing a bunch of innocent
people.
What else?
What's the alternative? Going talking to them and
with
saying,
the worst
hey, Yemen,
humanitarian crisis we've ever
you
seen.
You know what, Yemen? Well, that's the Yemeni government's fault. That's not the people. The people are suffering because their government.
It's the government's fault on both sides.
Right. But the government isn't doing what they're supposed to
the
do.
The people
not
are not involved.
People.
The Saudi Arabia people are not involved.
No, but the Yemeni people.
The Yemeni people are being murdered.
Right. Because their government isn't doing the right thing by them. The government wants to keep their money and what they've got, so they're going to let their people die because they want what they want. And it's not autonomy, it's money. They want part of that oil money, too. They
Saudi Arabia, the government, has a lot to do with this, though. Like,
no, it does, because
you're
they...
You're not giving them enough credit.
Well, because they need that region to be stable in order for the new generation...
Stable? How do you stabilize a region by murdering all of the population?
You make it all one government?
Oh my gosh, you're insane.
No, it's the truth. Again, it's not evil, it's cold. It's the cold fact. If you want people to believe what you have to say, you kill the non-believers. Like, that's just how it works with those people over there. Because they're not in the future. They're in the past over there. But they also know that the U.S. is moving away from the dependence on Arabian oil. So they have to figure out what to do next. They have to do something. And personally, I don't think we give a fuck what happens to them. We want to sell them guns because they're giving us money, but who gives a shit? Like, let them all destroy themselves.
But the people do. The government can give two
shits. No, and eventually, that's all going to be settled, and what's going to happen over there is they're going to have a Western-style government. That's what's going to end up happening. Because
those go really well. Look at Libya.
Well, yeah.
But slaves.
Gaddafi was kind of an asshole, though.
Gaddafi was well-loved, well-liked.
Well, that's what you hear from the liberal side and from the people
who
are
anti-war side. Not from liberals,
side.
From people who are
but
from
I can
Libya.
Tell you, I know people who've lived in Libya, and they were not happy there. Okay, they were
there
not
were
happy.
Many people who were not happy and many people who were happier then
well,
than
course,
they are now.
Because there are people who are happier now under Republican control. They just don't realize that they're not happy. They just have what they want, so they're okay. And like, you know, look at Hezbollah. Like Hezbollah and Hamas, like give money to charities. They build hospitals. They gentrify neighborhoods. But they also blow the shit out of Israelis and terrorize people. So,
they're a terrorist organization.
But they're also a humanitarian organization. They do both things legitimately.
Just like the CIA?
Just like anything.
And the UN?
Just like anything, right? Anything is like that.
Because, so sad.
Well, it's sad, but it's also, again...
This got way away from me. I didn't want to get into it.
Well, because there are cold, hard facts about humanity people are unwilling to face.
I am willing to face it. I am willing also to say that love is something we should try. And I can look stupid all I want asking for something so simple as love, but that's what I go for.
So offer solutions.
That's what I'm about. I'm about love.
Offer solutions.
And talking to people. All right.
Then
go
get a poli-sci degree and then go over to the Middle East and become an ambassador to them. Or go become a diplomat. Like, go do that. Go do it. If you can't, if you're just sitting here spinning and talking to people who agree with you or not agree with you, that's not doing anything. That's not doing anything. It's just, you're saying something, but it has no weight. It has no push. If you're going to say it, go out there and do it. It doesn't mean be an asshole about it and yelling people.
I'm just loving to everyone else. I'm
that's
not
fine. Okay,
loving
so make your corner of government. The world the way you want it and hold on to that. Because you're not going to be able to change their world. Because their world operates on a completely different level than you do. And your voice
I don't think we
people.
Have any control over that world.
You have control
but
over your
I am
world.
Telling you right now that I disagree with war. And I am of that mind. And I am also of the mind that no one should have guns. But I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No,
and I'm realistic about
so,
it. I'm realistic
so
about
apply
it.
That
just let me please.
So apply that realism to everything else you're talking about.
I am being realistic. But I'm saying... that you can be against war and still, you know, not have anything that you can actually do about it.
Right. So why drive yourself crazy?
I'm not driving myself crazy.
Seems like you are.
I'm
Seems
not. Like I just don't like the idea of somebody telling me that the Yemen crisis is not the biggest deal in the world right
now. It isn't.
Now.
It really it isn't. Is. It really is not the biggest
oh
deal
Oh my
in the world
gosh.
Right now.
Like,
it's
don't.
A big deal for those guys, but like...
Those guys, there are women and children being murdered.
Right, I mean guys in terms of men and women. But, you know, it's a big deal for
them. They
didn't
do anything wrong. They were born in the wrong country.
Well, I don't know. They were born in a country. I mean, again, it's their government, right? It's not them. So, you know, the government needs to be cleaned out, right? The government needs to change their minds.
But that's not the U.S.'s decision.
It's not our decision. Saudi Arabia is doing it. It's not us.
They are the ones funding it. the U.S. is funding and arming the Saudi Arabians. Well, and they also funded the Yemeni.
They can't be funding them too much because Saudi Arabia has its own military and its own army.
They did. They gave them billions of dollars.
Yeah, because we, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, they always do.
But now we give money to everybody. We give money to everybody.
Stop giving money to people and give money to your fucking citizens.
No, I agree with that. See, I agree 100% with that.
Take care of your own shit.
They're better. Well, but these things have been going on since the 50s, place. Right? I don't. I love living in America.
I mean, I hate the fakeness of this place, and I hate how everybody believes one thing or another, and nobody can really get along, and it's just really annoying.
Well, the first step in getting along with somebody is understanding why they believe the things they do.
I do understand.
Yeah, but you don't listen to them. You hear it, but you don't listen.
I am hearing it,
but you don't appreciate it.
I do appreciate it. Because
your agenda is always going to be bigger. And that's okay. That's just human nature.
I'm not saying it's bigger. I'm just saying that's how I feel.
Right. That's how you feel. And that's why it makes it more important to you.
And I just wish that you would understand.
I do understand.
That people should not be murdered for no fucking reason.
I understand. People should not be murdered for any fucking reason. But those people aren't being murdered for no reason. There's a reason there. I just don't understand it, and you don't understand it. We don't comprehend it.
I know I don't understand it, but
because we live here in a place where we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, you know. And
I hate that people will not understand things that go on over there.
Yes, but for
because they don't know
other places to get to a point
here
where they're not fighting, they have to go through the fighting. There's no other way to do that because the people that are in charge of that country are in charge of the places out there. Don't understand anything but brute force and violence. They don't understand. You can't talk to those people. You can't sit down and be like, look, man, we can give you this deal. We can help you. We'll cut you in on the oil money. Like, we'll do it. Just stop killing your people.
It's all about money, though. Like, if you have a deal with them,
it's
different.
It's money, but also it's a matter of...
They could have ended it with a deal with Yemen.
I'm sure they tried that. No one wants to fight. War is expensive. And
yes,
war is devastating.
Yes, they do. It's
industry. But again, you don't know what kind of diplomacy attempted to happen there. Because I know a friend that works in those countries and works with these kind of things.
I've never heard of Obama going to Yemen and helping out.
No, but that's why he has ambassadors to go do that for him. You know, he has people...
For his ambassador.
And diplomacy to talk to them about it. But it's not his fight. It's Saudi Arabia's problem with them. So the best we can do is you can sit down and say, okay,
then
we'll meet.
Then stop funding them.
Well, we can. They're allies. You know?
Yes, you can. They shouldn't be allies. They're not even in the 21st century.
Well, but we also might agree with the results of whatever it is they're doing might be beneficial for the whole region. And it might be shitty. Again, the pus has to come out before the wound is clear.
By killing people.
Gosh. Yeah.
Okay, let's just end it there, I guess. I don't know. We're never going to come to...
No, that's what I'm saying, because you're not understanding that there are reasons that you can't understand.
I'm a pacifist. You're talking to a pacifist.
No, I understand. I've known you for a few years now.
I'm not
But again, there's reasons that you can't possibly comprehend or understand that you're going on the surface of things and looking at things and saying, oh, well, we should do this.
I'm actually not. I'm actually thinking of what's going on behind closed doors and everything and how it doesn't even matter who's killed in anything.
No.
As long as it's not those two people who are talking, they don't give a shit.
I care. I care about this stuff.
I'm saying that they don't. The leaders of whatever country is doing this shit.
I think the people in charge of Yemen are probably seeing this sacrifice of their people as a great benefit to them and putting them in a great light because, oh my God, they're so oppressed and this huge oppressive nation is coming down on them and kicking the shit out of these poor assholes. But the people in the government aren't fucking poor. They're not. I'm sure the people in government aren't there. They're probably hiding in some other country. Then their people get the fucking shit bombed out of them.
I know.
And that's and it's again. I'm assuming and I'm thinking from what I know is that there were steps taken to say, hey, how do we resolve this peacefully? And there were no compromises there, because these people don't compromise. They're like 2,000 years ago, this people did this. We are going to kill everybody. And it's like that's how they think because that's what they know because they've never had the advantage or privilege that we have where they had anything to lose except for money. So they will lose their lives in order to look like martyrs. And that's what it is. And so it's like, you want to be a martyr? I'll fucking martyr you. Let's do this then. Let's fuck you up. And it's like, they're, you know, it's like the schoolyard bully. Eventually you're going to have to punch him in the face because he's never going to stop. So these governments in the Middle East are way behind the times. You know, we saw a taste of that.
Just like the ones in other Western countries who do the same thing with their theocracy.
Some, I mean, they're attempting to. Like, I mean, people look here and think the Christians have some kind of grapple hold on the things here. But that's only on TV, man. Like, you know, the real Christians
I'm
are different people.
I'm thinking
people.
More BB than that, but okay.
BB?
Yeah, BB. BB and Trump.
BB. Oh, are you Netanyahu?
Yeah, the corrupt man himself.
No, he's terrible, you know, and you know, Again, I love the Jewish population. I have no problem with the religion. I try to convert Judaism at one point, but I hate Israel.
Israel needs to stop.
And I think that they have a problem over there again where, you know, I mean, they have their issues. They're surrounded by enemies. And that, I agree with that. I understand that. And I understand they need to protect themselves, right? Because they carved out a homeland and they didn't allow anybody else to do that. I think that's an issue. Again, yeah. This whole weird 2,000-year-old struggle thing, right?
Yeah.
But it, at the same time, I don't understand. Because at one point, the Democrats were down with Israel. You know, now they're not. And Obama barely dealt with them.
Oh, the real Democrats are definitely down with
Israel. Well, Obama didn't deal with them. Obama purposely and excluded them from stuff and didn't answer their
requests. Obama gave him billions of dollars.
Well, he did because that was already set in motion from other previous presidents and administrations and deals
which
we had with them.
Which, again, is the deep state. It's nothing to
well,
do with
it's
the
just
US
it's just long-term planning.
President.
So, but Obama was, he did the minimal amount of work with Israel. And I think a lot of Democrats pushing for that, and then but it became a Republican rallying cry because the Israelis went to the GOP and were like, hey,
that's
man,
insane.
Like, help us out here. Like, why isn't you listening to us? And the GOP is like, we'll take you in because
so
you hate
crazy.
Obama. No other reason, because you hate Obama. We'll take you in and make you guys a prize. But the problem is that, you know, that Israeli government is about to be a, you know, Arab Spring itself, a Jewish Spring, because they have been terrible. And, you know, and I respect the right of anybody to want to have a place to call home. That's fine with me. But it doesn't mean that just because you have more money means that you get to have a home. Like
yeah.
The Palestinians deserve a home too, because they believe they want one, just like Israel believed they had one. They believe they have one too. I don't see any reason why.
Exactly.
That. You know, and I think that's one of the steps towards, like, when you make Jerusalem the capital of Israel or whatever, right? Or whatever you did. Like, but that's a move toward that, because now you're really going to open up a dialogue. Now you're making a move. Like, there's not. It was always the kind of pussy.
By the way, that was Schumer's idea.
That's fine. You know, I don't mind that guy.
And he's so in love with AIPAC.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that's what you do is you.
Which shouldn't exist.
You make a declaration like that.
That's a foreign agent right there.
But it opens up everything for a dialogue now. Being, you know, now you can sit these two people down and be like, because I think Palestine isn't going to fight. They're going to fight the Indians for whatever reason, but they're not going to fight the Israelis. They're not going to fight the other Arabs. Like, they just want their home.